Milwaukee's health department has suffered another blow. A longtime employee who coordinated the city's embattled childhood-led program has been suspended. Just hours before that news broke, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett held a press event on the topic of lead, but not a word was mentioned about health department personnel. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz is here with us in the studio. Susan, tell us what you know, please.
Well, we learned yesterday evening that Lisa Lean had been suspended. She's a 26-year Milwaukee Health Department employee, and in 2009, she assumed leadership of its childhood lead poisoning prevention program. The program has been under intense scrutiny since early this year when news emerged that record-keeping and administrative issues plagued the program. You'll remember that's when longtime Health Commissioner Bevin Baker resigned, and soon after, the lead program's primary funder, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, essentially shut the program down until the health department dug itself out of its mess. Lisa Lean was suspended for the first time last December. The notice included this language: "The magnitude of the injustice served to the children of the city of Milwaukee is immense." Now Lean's been suspended again.
Mayor Barrett didn't even bring her up?
Not a word. The purpose of Barrett's news conference was to reiterate the city's position that lead paint is the leading cause of lead poisoning among children. The reason for the message at this time is because Barrett says companies that produce and sold lead paint for decades have recently been deflecting its dangers by diverting attention to lead in water. Barrett also referenced information the city's health department shared with a Common Council committee late last week. At that meeting, the health department outlined its recommendations on how best to target resources to reduce childhood lead exposure.
The health department showed that the source of lead poisoning is not equal. Those findings echo my administration's approach. We take lead very seriously, and we follow the evidence to have the biggest impact.
And what about lead water pipes? Did the water pipes factor into Mayor Barrett's equation?
Barrett says he recognizes lead service lines, the pipes that feed city water from the main into individual homes, as a potential health risk. And he touted the steps his administration has taken, which he described as proactive.
In 2016, my administration was a national leader in starting and funding a lead service line replacement program.
But in Barrett's mind, remediating lead paint in areas of the city where conditions are most acute must remain the top strategy in Milwaukee, and lead pipe replacement secondary.
Our low-income neighborhoods have higher lead poisoning. We believe that is connected to a lack of home maintenance, especially in rental properties.
Barrett says he believes the disparity in impacted children leads directly to lead paint, not pipes.
If you have middle class and upper income people, they're much more likely to be able to deal with the internal paint in their homes. In low income homes, particularly rental properties, you don't have the same attention. Oftentimes it is paid in middle class and upper income homes.
And Susan, you've shared stories with us of advocacy groups who have been critical of city's attention to the lead issue. So how are they reacting to the mayor's message this time around?
One of the most vocal groups, the Freshwater for Life Action Coalition, or FLAC, finds holes in Mayor Barrett's argument, saying, for example, Milwaukee hasn't routinely tested water as a source of lead when a child has elevated blood lead levels. The health department has come up with short and long-term recommendations, from funding water filters for vulnerable populations to designing a comprehensive plan to remove all environmental lead hazards. However, it's difficult to know how effective the health department can be in the midst of a structural reckoning.
Lead is a big challenge, and we know that you'll keep us up to date on the issue. Thanks so much, Susan. That's WUWM's environmental reporter, Susan Bentz.